I got this 1% for our project that ordinarily would require meetings that I would have to drive to or fly to and usually stay overnight in some flea bag motel with the other tenants who mostly rent by the week or month or the rest of their lives. Now, some folks, well, they like to travel on their jobs, and I admit I thought I might too, but hauling over snowy passes in winter or navigating the freeway system of Los Angeles or trying to find something to do in fun-filled Salt Lake City, Utah, took a lot of the joy out of visiting exotic places. Spend a night or two in Yakima and tell me you can't wait to go back. I can wait. But this year is the year of the plague. Meetings are scheduled now as virtual meetings. Maybe you've had the pleasure of Zoom meetings, little talking heads lined up in the corners of your computer screen, an annoying delay in the sound, everything about as real as a late 20th century video game. Better than nothing, you might say. Of course, I wouldn't. My first attempt at one of these virtual meetings was a total bust. I bought a teeny external camera, cheapest one I could find online, and when I experimented with it, the image I saw of myself on the silver screen was anything but silver. It was pink. Everything behind me was pink, too. Not quite Pepto-Bismol nauseous pink, but plenty sickening. When the time came to log in for our meeting, my committee informed me they couldn't see me on their screen. I assured them they were the lucky ones. You know, a little humor to lighten the mood. You learn real quick, humor on a Zoom meeting is likely to fall on its pink face. We managed to get through the first meeting without a virtual visual of the artist himself, okay with me. Just a disembodied voice they might associate with some movie actor they were reminded of, and hopefully admired. Second meeting, I bought a different camera. Not exactly high-end, but at least the image I got on my own computer was semi-natural. You know, if anything about this is natural. When the meeting started, the committee said they could see me just fine. Oh, swell. But they couldn't hear me. I suspect this is the nature of Zoom meetings. Glitches, ignorance, fumbling, scratching for a remedy, a comedy of errors. After a few minutes, we discovered that if I turned off the camera, they could hear me just fine. Of course, I wondered if this was a ruse to get me to go dark, 30 seconds of my face being more than enough for all of them. The last meeting, I didn't go out and buy a $200 state-of-the-art video camera, opting instead for the voiceover, no visual. And no, I didn't try the humor approach by suggesting I was wearing nothing below the belt, not after that last attempt. I suspect my camera actually has a teeny tiny tinny mic embedded in it that I need to command to work instead of the default microphone. Why they can't hear me when they could see me. I suppose I could troubleshoot it, get tech support, schedule a test meeting, and see if my theory is correct. But you know, don't you, that I'm not going to do that. What they don't see won't hurt them one little bit. Ignorance may not be bliss, but I'm happy to report it does have some advantages. And I don't mean not wearing pants to my meetings.